The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Everyone is entitled to a blissful life, right? Join us now for Pure Talk Radio with your host, Bonnie Wirth. Bonnie is proof that you can live to improve life in all sorts of ways. If you want a better life, I mean really better, it's time to start now. Here's your host, Bonnie Wirth.
Hello and good morning, sweet souls. I am so grateful that you are able to listen in to this conversation here today on Pure Talk Radio. I am your host, Bonnie Wirth, and I am coming to you live from Lloydminster, Saskatchewan, Canada. The sun is shining on this beautiful day. Sunshine for me is one of the biggest blessings that I receive every day. It's like this wonderful gift from the universe that just comes about day after day after day. And when I'm feeling kind of low and maybe out of sync within my life, it does bring me something to be grateful for. Behind the clouds, the sun still shines, and that is something that we all can hang on to as truth. I've kind of had a rough couple of days here, a little bit under the weather, and so I've been really hanging on to that sunshine every day to help pull me through. I just want to say a really special thank you to some of the most awesome people in my life who have been helping me over the last couple of days to clear out what I always refer to as the funk and junk that's been coming up. So I've been doing a lot of work in terms of using my voice and speaking my truth. And, like I said in an earlier show as well, that sometimes our body can manifest, something within us to kind of bring a conscious awareness to each of us as individuals to pay attention to ourselves. And that's exactly what's been going on for me the last couple of days. So an extra big thank you to everyone who's been a part of these last few days with me to make it possible for me to show up here today and be able to talk and bring about this conversation with my guests today. So blessings to each and every one of you. I will be in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, Thursday, March the 21st. Tickets just went on sale for this event this last weekend. It's entitled My Life is My Message, and you can get your ticket by visiting my website, purehealingbybonnie.com. It's a little get-together, a really intimate evening, you guys, where I'll share my story, talk about kind of where I've been, how I've got to where I am here today. There's also going to be a fun question and answer period wrapping up the evening. I really do want to keep this a real personal connection with everyone who's attending. And an extra thank you. Again, I always go within gratitude. That's how I live. It's gratitude beyond gratitude. And just to thank my sister, Marianne Lipschitz of Omnipresent Healing in Regina, who asked me to come and do this event there. So I'm very, very honored for that. Also, the Experience Yourself Women's Soulful Conference in Sedona, Arizona in November is coming together beautifully. Registrations are coming in, and I'm so grateful, both Pamela and I are grateful, to everyone who is joining us for this fabulous event. If you're not aware, we are offering an early bird VIP package for this event that is limited to the first 15 participants. So if you've been thinking about making your way to Sedona to join us for this event, I encourage you to get in on this offer. It will expire May the 1st, so take advantage of it. It's a really great package that you can walk away with just for getting your registration in early. So today, the show, Living a Spiritually Directed Life. My fabulous guest today is Bonnie Bogner from Regina as well. And Bonnie is a spiritual life coach, a speaker, a teacher. She's the founder and instructor of the program Soul Alignment Coaching. She's a certified instructor for the Essence of Angels and Spiritual Coach Licensing, and also offers one-on-one sessions with individuals this lady, you know, also every year holds this amazing retreat called Spirit Quest on the Big Island of Hawaii. And I've yet to be able to have the honor to share that with her, but I am looking at one day being able to do that. Bonnie Bodner has been instrumental within my life, not only in terms of taking my coach licensing with her, but also in working through some as her client through one-on-one sessions and as my coach. I believe that every life coach needs to have a life coach, and Bonnie Bodner is that for me. So Bonnie Bodner, welcome so much to the show. I'm thrilled to have you here today.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. And yes, isn't it a glorious day? I love it that you started with gratitude.
Yeah.
Such for me, a wonderful place to start.
Yeah, for me, gratitude is everything. I think it really is. You know, I love the conversation we're going to have here today, because the key points that, you know, you've brought forward to speak about are just so foundational for anyone on a spiritual journey.
They really are, and they're really so simple as well. When you break them down just as these key points, I so often have people say to me, well, what can I do different? How can I get in touch with spirit? Expecting that it's some big complicated process. But it's really not. It really is as simple as taking that time to be in a state of gratitude, taking the time to accept where you're at, those kinds of things. And so that's what I really want to talk about today, is the simplicity of those words, but what do those words mean as well?
That's fabulous. I really do love, you know, just to get that spirit definition of these words. We sometimes can use the words very unaware, we'll say, in our conversations without really understanding the truth of what those words represent.
Yes, that's very true. And we often talk about, oh, yeah, I'm being grateful. And then we immediately start complaining about something. That's not being grateful. That's being in a state of lack or a state of wanting. But the really cool thing about being mindful of each of these words, and that's one of the words that's not on the list, but it's one of the ones that I talk about a lot, is being mindful.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we take the time to be mindful of what we're saying, what we're doing, how we're responding to people, it's like this little personal check and balance. And it's not about judgment of self. So there's a big difference between mindfulness and judgment. Mindfulness is that self-correcting, oh, I'm focusing on something that I don't want. Let's move that focus to something that I do want. As opposed to judgment is, oh, man, I screwed it up again because I'm thinking about this instead of that. So big difference in the energy of the two. So just to really clarify the importance of mindfulness versus judgment.
And it really does shift and change the energy, you know, like you just said, when you, I mixed this up again, here I went wrong again. Boy, we put some, you know, we talk about this over and over on the show, about the judgments that we put on ourselves when we're on a spiritual path and we think we should know better and we might take a sidestep on that.
Yes, yes, exactly. I think one of the things that we have done for people that feel that they're opening up the possibilities for spirituality with others is that we've put so much pressure on ourselves that we're supposed to be these perfect beings, that we're not supposed to have a lot of strong emotions. It's like, oh, well, you know, if I'm living a life of bliss, I should be in a blissful state. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with getting angry. It's what you do with that matters. If you go into judgment of yourself or others because you're angry or upset, or if you take that and say, wow, this is a warning for me that something's not working in my life, this is a beautiful opportunity to shift that into a different direction.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's key. I know for myself and my own personal journey, Bonnie, I never allowed myself to feel the emotions behind things. I would often suppress it and deny myself from going there. And that really ends up being very energetically harmful to ourselves and to our spirit.
Yes, it really is. Because what we end up doing is stuffing that emotion. It doesn't go away just because we don't acknowledge it. It's still there, and we hold it someplace in our physical body or in our energy field. Mm-hmm. So if we can acknowledge it and go like, oh, yeah, hello, how are you? What do you have to tell me today? Then we can move through it, because all of our emotions are there just to be acknowledged.
So Bonnie, can you tell me a little bit about what has got you to this place here today? A little bit about, you know, when you look back in your life and where you were in your life to where you are now, if you can just give a little insight to our listeners so that they can really hear the remarkable story that is you.
Sure. Well, I've definitely been an intuitive in denial for most of my life. And when I look back at my life now, it's almost laughable that, you know, all of the nudges that I was receiving from spirit, and I was just like, no, I can't hear you, that I spent so many years really in the school of hard knocks because I was in denial of who I was and how aware I was. Some of it was, I'm primarily a claircognizant, which is clear knowing. Mm-hmm. And for a very large part of my life, I assumed that everyone knew the things that I know. And I'd be like, well, doesn't everybody know that? I'd talk about something and people would say, oh, what a know-it-all. And I'd be like, doesn't everybody know that?
Mm-hmm.
And until I had some fairly life-changing experiences. Started in the early 90s. I was actually given the book, You Can Heal Your Life, when I was going through a crisis in my own life. And it was my mother that gave it to me, which I think is so cool.
Wow.
And that book really was the turning point for me. I started reading that book and I went, what? You mean I have the ability to influence the outcomes in my life? And it was like this light went on for me, and I've been on a quest ever since in that respect to really bring my life into alignment with who I truly am. And did I know in that moment who I was? No. Do I know now who I am? I'm learning, but it's an ongoing journey. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep discovering a more and more authentic self with every passing year. But it definitely has been, you know, a story of up and down, one that I feel so grateful for because of the level of compassion that it's brought to me for mm-hmm. other people's journeys. So, it's been fun. And I discovered the angels about 10 years ago. I finally paid attention to them.
And, yeah, they were there all the time before that. That you just maybe weren't just, again, in that state of denial about your own gifts and abilities.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. And when I did discover them, I finally acknowledged them. And then I went, oh, and I have all of these Doreen Virtue books that I've never read. I don't even know where I got them from. I don't remember getting them. But there they are, just sitting there waiting for me to read them.
So, it's funny how the universe was bringing it to you before you were ready to receive.
Yes, absolutely. And about that time, too, I had this realization that I needed to share with the world about vibration. I didn't know what that meant. I just knew that I had to help people to understand the importance of vibration. And then when I connected with my angelic team, I started to understand what that was. And that then put me onto this path of really devoting my life to sharing that message with other people.
So can you explain what vibration is for listeners, Bonnie? Because I know for myself and my journey, I kept hearing I needed to raise my vibration. And I would say, okay, I'll raise my vibration. And then I went, but what the heck is vibration anyway?
Yes, absolutely. Every thought, every feeling, everything in our presence has a vibration. And we're just like tuning forks. So there's been some really interesting experiments done with tuning forks. If you had a room full of tuning forks and two of them were C sharp, if you started one of the C sharp tuning forks vibrating, the other one would spontaneously vibrate as well without ever touching it, because they're in resonance with each other. So they're vibrating at the same frequency. So now, thinking of that that's how tuning forks work, we are all walking, talking tuning forks. If we're putting the vibration of a positive, high, fun emotion out into the world, that's what we're attracting back to us, because we set off that vibration in other things and beings around us. If we're vibrating that. So if we're vibrating that place of love or joy or peace or contentment or something like that, that's what we're going to attract into our world.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we're vibrating out into the world anger or hate or judgment or fear or those kinds of emotions, which they're very slow, low vibrating emotions, that's what we attract into our world.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about raising our vibration, it's being in those positive, very supporting vibrations. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, and so much we get tuned into, I guess, what's happening around us is that, you know, within our reality, we don't realize the energy that we give off just by shifting or pivoting a thought or trying to bring about, you know, a positive feeling within us.
Right. And in truth, there is only one vibration. There is only one emotion, and that is love, or also referred to as light. And anything less than that is an absence of that love or light to some degree. So the true opposite of love would be fear. However, fear isn't really truly an emotion. Fear is the absence of love. So when we talk about raising our vibration, what we're doing is attempting to bring ourselves more and more into a vibration of love or light. And love and light really are the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you very much. That was a definition. I mean, you can just, the tuning fork, I love that because it just makes sense. And for anybody who's, you know, the logical thinker and needs to have a little bit deeper awareness or understanding, that was a beautiful, beautiful way of doing that. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm kind of a scientist at heart. So anytime that I learn this information, I may intuitively know that it's true, but I have to have some real life examples in order for me to feel comfortable with it. So that is one of the things you'll probably find in my work is that I'm not prepared to just say, well, it's this way. I have to know the science behind why it's that way.
Yeah. And that's, I know for me too, I need that as well. And I think that helps a lot with an individual, you know, as you're learning and understanding your gifts and ability, you know, the spirit knows, but there's that human aspect of us where it has to make sense. We have to have some sort of understanding within in order for us to trust within it. And it's silly that that's the way it is, but that is just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, in some ways it's good that it's that way too, because it means that we don't just blindly follow something that somebody else says, that we do our own, we do our own exploration. And that's one of the ways that we grow. So sometimes it's good to just go like, okay, I know that's my truth and I follow it. But also there's a real value in that exploration because, oh, the fun and exciting things that we find when we start exploring. Why?
Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Well, we are going to take a short commercial break here. We are chatting today with Bonnie Bogner. She is a spiritual coach, speaker, and teacher. You can learn more about Bonnie by visiting her website, which is soulvibrations.ca. She does all kinds of fabulous things. She's got some really great events coming up. The coach licensing happening in Calgary, March the 1st to 3rd. She's also doing the Spirit Seekers Conference in Winnipeg, March 15th and 17th. And we'll be taking appointments as well as offering an intuitive development class while she's there. And I'm really excited because she is going to be in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan, April the 5th, doing the Essence of Angels as well as a DNA activation evening on the 4th. So, again, very grateful to have Bonnie joining us. And we will take a short commercial break and be right back.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things. And together, you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Connie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Again, I am visiting today with Bonnie Bogner. And we, just before the commercial break, Bonnie was defining vibration for us. It's very important to understand vibrational frequencies, what we're sending out into the world, because it really does have an effect on our overall well-being and the experiences of our own lives in being a co-creator. And so, Bonnie, she has an upcoming book, which is called Living a Spiritually Directed Life. And that is why we are speaking here today, because, again, it's all about the vibration. She's got a fabulous quote, which I just love, that says, "The only rule is that there are no rules, only guidelines, potentials, and possibilities. All the rest is up to us." Bonnie, that is so profound.
Well, thank you. Something that comes up in my classes frequently because, as you mentioned, I do teach a soul alignment coaching program, and that's a total of 10 days of teaching, so it's 2 5-day classes. And so frequently in the classes, the attendees are trying to define the rule. It's like, well, I have to do this way, and I have to do that way. And it's, I don't know how many times I say to them, no, there are no rules. The only rule is that there are no rules. You need to follow your guidance. So it kind of evolved out of that it had come up so frequently in class.
Yeah. Well, it really is, like I said, it's very profound and very real. And that's what I love working about you, is that you are so real and so down to earth and approachable. And you just have this energy of love. And it's that energy of love that you spoke at the top of the show about really there only being one emotion, and that being love. So I do want to talk to you a little bit about these simple words that are the basis for your book that you're writing, Bonnie. Things like mindfulness, gratitude, forgiveness, acceptance, compassion, wonderment, creator self, love light, and the ultimate of oneness. So if you would just please share your spirit's definition on this.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And this is just a very small selection of words out of the book. So the entire book is being structured around a word and a definition, a word and a definition, so that it becomes a very quantum book. My message was that it was to be used in a quantum way as we're becoming more quantum beings, as opposed to a linear way. So it's been really fun writing it, and I'm not sure yet the release date, but it's coming. But back to the words. So, yeah, the first on the list that I had given to you was gratitude, and we have talked about gratitude a fair amount. You opened the show with that, which was beautiful. The big thing with gratitude that I think is so important that people may not realize, it's not just this rote exercise of, oh, I have to find something to be grateful for. It's taking that moment to really be in that state of gratitude. And that was some of my angelic guidance quite some time ago. They said the only thing they ask of us in exchange for their complete devotion and assistance is that we take the time to be grateful, but that it's that's not for them, that that's for us, because it takes us into a state of being grateful. And we are human beings, so being in that state is really important. When we're grateful for what it is that we have, we open up ourselves to so much more good stuff. Whereas if we're in that state of what we don't have, that's what we're opening ourselves up to. So.
Well, and one of the questions that come up very often from my clients, Bonnie, and you've probably heard this one as well, is how do you find gratitude when you've got crap going on in your life?
You can always find something. And so maybe you've got a really bad day going on, but do you have a roof over your head? Do you have enough money in your pocket to buy a coffee? Do you have a friend that you can call and talk about what it is that's not working for you? There's always something we can find to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. You know, really, it doesn't matter how bad our day is. There's always something to be grateful for. And it's just digging deep and finding it. It's simple things like, I have two arms and two legs, and they work. There's always something. And when we go into that place, it doesn't matter if the gratitude that we're expressing has anything to do with what's going on in our life or not. When we go into the state of gratitude, we shift our vibration. We move into a more loving vibration, a more accepting vibration, and that then allows more good to come into our lives. So taking those moments to find gratitude and to find things to appreciate can shift us almost magically out of what's not working in our life. Mm-hmm. And the next word, which works very closely with gratitude, is forgiveness.
That's that word, that one that has this definition and causes people to hold, maybe to limit themselves because of resentment or grudges that come up within this.
Yes. And being unforgiving of someone else is like drinking poison and expecting them to get sick. You're not hurting other people by being unforgiving. You're hurting yourself. So forgiveness is not about making up. It's not about making friends. It's about coming to peace within and going, what they did is what they did. It's not my stuff. I choose to forgive them, so that I am free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just go back to that again so that people really get it. Being unforgiving to other people is like you drinking poison and expecting them to get sick. It doesn't work that way.
No.
That eats away at. And, you know, it's not about forgetting either. It's not about saying, so an abusive situation is a great example of, well, if I forgive them for abusing me, does that mean that I'm saying that the abuse was okay? It's not forgiving the action. It's forgiving the soul that didn't know any better.
And I know from my own personal experience, Bonnie, when it comes to those situations, you know, anything that I've gone, that's one thing people say, how have you been able to forgive that person who has caused you so much harm? And there were times that when I looked or thought at that, of that person, it was difficult to offer it. But when I did something simple as saying, I forgive the spirit that is you, suddenly it shifted the energy and forgiveness became possible.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, you're absolutely a walking, talking example of what forgiveness can do, because you have grown and flourished so much as you've moved through that journey of forgiveness, and that's beautiful.
Thank you. What about acceptance, Bonnie?
Acceptance of self, acceptance of others. You know, so much of what other people say and do has nothing to do with us, but we take it personally. So somebody's having a bad day and they snap at us because we ask them a question. It's like, oh, they're angry with me. What did I do? You know, and on we go.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we stop and just accept that, oh, whatever's going on for them is going on for them, and let it be. And then acceptance of self. And I alluded to this before when I was talking about judgment. So observation or awareness of what's going on for us and acceptance of that is far different from awareness of what's going on for us and judgment of it. So, you know, looking in the mirror and going like, oh, my hair is getting gray. Beautiful. I'm becoming an elder. As opposed to looking in the mirror and going like, oh, there's a gray hair. I've got to pull it out because nobody can see that I've got a hair in. You know, that's judgment of self. And I mean, that's a very surface thing, but we do it to ourselves all the time.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, there really is no good, bad, right, or wrong. There just is.
Yeah.
And the more we can remind ourselves of that, the more we can be in that state of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that very naturally leads into the next word, which is compassion.
Which is huge.
It is. It really is huge. If people take one thing away from this other than love, there is only love or the absence of love, this is the other one. So we have three levels of response that we can make to a situation with someone else or with ourselves. The first one is sympathy. And most of us think we're being really wonderful if we're being sympathetic. Oh, I'm so sorry that that's going on, and feeling sorry for a person. However, when we are in a state of sympathy, we're adding negative energy to whatever's going on for them.
Mm-hmm.
The next level of possible response is empathy. So empathy definitely adds less negative energy to what's going on for a person, but it still can add some to it. So empathy is that state of relating to what's happening for them and possibly reinforcing it by, oh, yeah, that happened to me too, and that sort of thing. Now, empathy definitely, there is a time and a place for it because sometimes people need to know that they're being heard. And so being in a state of sympathy or empathy can help them to acknowledge that they're being heard. But really where we want to be is in a state of compassion. Because when we're in a state of compassion, what we're doing is honoring that person for their journey. We're not feeling sorry for them. We're not indicating that maybe they're not capable of handling whatever it is that they have. We're honoring them as a soul and the journey that they've chosen to take.
Mm-hmm. And I think even compassionate with ourselves, you know, just being able to offer ourselves a compassionate saying, you know what, it's okay, you're going to get through this. I mean, that's the first thing we would say to someone else if they're going through a bad situation in their life, or, you know, a child falls off their bike and they skin their knee. The first thing we say is, that's okay, you know, you're going to be okay. And we need to be compassionate with ourselves when we're going through our own healing journeys as well.
Totally. You know, if we treated ourselves as nicely as we treat other people, wouldn't that be a wonderful world?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, most of our, you know, if most of our friends were constantly saying, oh, you're too fat, you're too thin, you didn't dress right, you said that wrong. You know, if they were saying that kind of stuff to us all the time, they wouldn't be our friends for long.
Yeah.
But we have that lack of compassion for ourselves, and so we as humans tend to do that to ourselves. And so, yes, you're right, that compassion, not just towards others, but towards ourselves and honoring the person that we are, the soul that we are, and the journey that we're on is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving down the list that you provided me here, Bonnie, the word wonderment comes up next.
Wonderment, wonderment, magic, those really go together because every moment of our life is a miracle. Every, you know, every breath we take, every time we look out the window, it, like, it's all a miracle. When you stop and think about the miracles that our bodies are, and that we walk and talk and breathe and think and do all of these things at the same time, that it's difficult to not be in a state of wonderment when you stop and think about all of the miracles.
Right.
And that's, go ahead.
I was going to say, and for me, I think, and again, being able to recognize those miracles and those blessings as they're sitting there, forgiveness needed to happen first.
Mm-hmm. And that makes complete sense. Because when we're in a state of unforgiveness, it's difficult to be in that state of wonder.
Right.
When
right.
we start to notice the miracles, then we can start to wonder, what amazing thing is going to happen next? And, and that's not about giving up control or direction in our lives. It's acknowledging that spirit can probably provide to us something even more miraculous than we could possibly think up.
Absolutely.
In that state of wonderment, I wonder what miracle is going to show up in my life next.
And what a beautiful thing to do in the moment or day to day, to say, I wonder what miracle is going to show itself to me today.
It's a wonderful way to start your day.
Yeah.
To lie in bed in the morning and just wonder about how can today be any better than yesterday? I wonder what miracles are going to come to me, and just acknowledging that spirit will bring them to us. So
right.
Wonderment is fun.
Right.
I like the word too. Wonder.
I do too. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Creator self.
Creator self. That's the one, a word that a lot of people get hung up on. And to a large extent, it relates back to the vibration that we talked about. We are all the source of our own creation. So whatever it is that we vibrate out into the world is what comes back to us. So just to give you an example, so someone's driving down the street and they're in a car accident and they go like, I was not vibrating accident out into the world. What are you talking about? I created this accident.
Yeah.
But if that person stops and takes a moment and thinks about the emotion that that accident brought up for them, chances are it's frustration, it's anger, it's upset, it's disappointment, something like that. 99.9% of the time, that's the emotion that that person is vibrating. Not necessarily at the moment of the accident, but in general, that's what they've been vibrating out into the world.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, no, please continue, Bonnie. No.
I was just going to say the other side of that is, if we're vibrating positive excitement, enthusiasm, wonderment out into the world, then that's what we create. And so we really truly are creator selves. Each one of us are walking, talking, little creator beings. And we just don't acknowledge most of the time how much power we have to influence the world.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there too, that conscious awareness that comes up and recognizing that we do have the power of choice in those moments. Yes, we need to feel anger and we need to feel frustration and we need to be in that moment within it to, you know, like we said at the top of the show, to not suppress those emotions. But then it's really important to make a choice, to make a choice in those moments to send out a different vibrational frequency.
Exactly. It's like, where do we want to live?
Yeah.
Do we want to acknowledge the dark and then live in the light? Or do we want to just hang out in the dark?
Yeah. Yeah. Beautifully said. We're just moving into a commercial break here, Bonnie. We'll follow up with two of the big ones on your list when we come back here. Again, I'm chatting today with Bonnie Bogner. She is a spiritual coach, speaker, and teacher. To find out more about Bonnie, I encourage you to visit her website, soulvibrations.ca. You can also connect with her on Facebook at Soul Vibrations and stay connected with her. She really is a vibrant energy and light into this world. And it's really an honor to not only have worked with her very closely through my own journey here, but also to have her as a colleague and a friend, and continues to be a mentor of mine in great capacity. So again, make sure to follow up or take advantage of some of those classes coming up, whether you're in Calgary, Winnipeg, and like I said, even right here in Lloydminster, April 5th to 7th. And I have already registered for that. For no other reason than just really needing to be a part of this lady's energy. So again, Bonnie, we'll take a short commercial break and we will be right back.
Thank you.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Tune in every week for the Wellness Lounge, A Step Further, with host Desiree Watson. Our program empowers you to incorporate a wellness lifestyle into your life, supported by a diverse selection of guests, including physicians, athletes, and education and government professionals, while helping you realize the connection between mind, body, and spirit. You'll achieve a personal edge in injury avoidance, stress management, and personal development. The Wellness Lounge, A Step Further, airs Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pure Talk Radio. I am sharing this hour with the other Bonnie in my life, who I just love and adore. And just before we broke to commercial, she was going through a list of words and giving a spirit definition on these words. These are the basis of her upcoming book, Living a Spiritually Directed Life. And so she's been highlighting just a different new awareness to some of the words that maybe we hear very often or we use and don't understand the impact of how we can be using them to greater benefit our lives and our overall well-being. So welcome back, Bonnie, after the commercial. Continuing on your list, we were just talking about creator self before we went to commercial. And the next word on the list, which really is the same word, you talked a little bit about it already on the show, is about love and light.
Yes. And it's certainly one that's worth talking about more than once because it is just so important. And so from my definition, love and light really truly are the same thing. So you can use the two words interchangeably. So if you're bringing light into your life, you're bringing love into your life and vice versa. And that really truly is the only emotion that there is. Source only vibrates out into the world one emotion, and that's love. Anything else that we experience is an absence or a lack to some degree of that love. When we are in total absence of love, I would classify that as fear or dark. The really cool thing about love is that it takes so little love to shift the darkness. So, and I love metaphors. You've probably already noticed that. But using the metaphor of thousands of people being in a completely darkened stadium. So it's completely in dark. And someone brings in one candle and lights it in the middle of that stadium. Every single person in the stadium see that little bit of light. And it just is a reminder of how powerful each one of us shining our light is. Each one of us is that candle. And are we going to shine our love and our light out into the world, or are we going to shine our fear and our darkness into the world?
And how just igniting of one candle, when you think of that in your analogy of one candle in the stadium, how if every person just started lighting their candle, how illuminated that space becomes.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually had my son and some of his friends did a wonderful little video, which I've posted on YouTube. And they went around a darkened room, and each one of them passed the light of a candle to the next person. And just watching how the room lit up as each one of them shared their light with the next person and with the next person. And so gradually it went from a completely darkened room to a room with about 10 candles lighting it. And
wow.
It's just such a powerful example of how simple it is for us to share our light with the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're walking down the street and we encounter a stranger, do we smile at them or do we scowl at them? Do we share our light or do we share our dark?
Yeah.
And it's a choice each one of us can make every moment of every day. Now, it's important to remember that if we're in the dark, if we're in the dark and we're having a bad day, don't judge ourselves. Just acknowledge that, yeah, I'm feeling pretty dark today. How can I bring some light in?
Yeah. I know there was a comment that my husband made to me a few years back, and he was saying that he had met me in traffic, and I was on my way from work, on my way to, you know, wherever I was going, and he passed me, and he said, "I waved to you." He said, "But boy," he said, "you did not look very friendly at all." You know, wow, look at what I was giving off. I was definitely not shining light into the world.
Yeah, and it's very easy for us to go into that place. We get busy concentrating and thinking about what we need to do and all of that. But in general, if we can see the loving side of things, the loving side of our work, the loving side of our family, the more we can see that and focus on that, and sometimes we have to dig deep. Sometimes there's something pretty negative going on. It's like, oh, I'm not seeing a whole lot of love in this situation at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes we even have to wait months or years until we can see the loving lesson that came out of that situation.
But absolutely.
For us to just acknowledge that that light is there or that love is there, even if we don't know yet what it is, I guess that it really brings us to that place of trusting Spirit. Okay, Spirit brought us to this experience for some reason. Or we as Creator Self brought ourselves to this experience for some reason, and acknowledging that there is a good reason and therefore there is love and light in any situation.
Absolutely right. And so when we're experiencing love and light, that really is the stepping stone, or is what begins to allow us to experience oneness.
Yes, it really is. And so oneness, I mean, that's a pretty big word. And a lot of people go like, oh, yeah, I've heard that word, but that doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? You know, you can physically see you're a separate being from me, even if we do have the same name. We're still, you know, we're the two Bonnies. We're not one Bonnie.
Exactly.
But oneness is at a much higher level than this physical, three-dimensional, individuated experience that we're having. It is a recognizing that each one of us is part of that central God self, and that each one of us is having the experience of being an individual. Because God loves us so much, we're each being given the opportunity to have this individual experience. But in truth, we're all part of something so much larger. So it's a little bit like our physical being. Yes, we have kidneys, we have lungs, we have toes, we have fingers, which are all individual parts of us, but they're all still part of our body. And just the same, each human being, although they're an individual, having an individual experience, they're all part of something so much larger.
I always refer to that as also being created within, from the one of the one that of creation.
Yes.
And so within that, we're one.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another way that you can think of us in oneness is that we're all waves on the ocean. And so each wave is, you know, an individual life or an individual experience, but we all come together to create the ocean.
Oh, and that's a great one.
Yeah, and if we weren't all there, nobody else could be either. And the cool thing with waves is they never compete. You know, the big wave doesn't look at the little wave and say, oh, you're nothing. You know, they're just waves. They don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So Bonnie, we're just kind of, you know, wow, the time flies so fast on this show, and I just am so engrossed in everything that we are talking about here today and feel like I could talk all day with you about this. I just want to ask you a couple questions just to kind of wrap up the show here and really take it to another level for people. You know, what is your personal philosophy on life, Bonnie?
Well, I would say that we just talked about it, really.
Yeah.
Love and light and oneness is the basis of my philosophy for life.
Fabulous.
And that's what I always go back to and remind myself of.
Yeah, yeah.
And it works.
And it works, exactly. What's the best advice that you've ever been given and that you've ever received?
The most potent advice I ever received was a few years ago. I went through a bit of a crisis in who am I to be teaching this? You know, I'm not some monk on the mount or something like that. Who am I to be sharing what it is that I am? And it was my guide team that were very clear with me about it. They said, you're doing what you do, you're doing because you said yes. Thousands were asked, you said yes. So get over yourself and go do it. I went, okay.
That's awesome. I think we all go through that. Oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? And who, like you said, who am I to be doing this?
Yeah. So very empowering, but also very humbling, which is the perfect place for us to be, in a humble but empowered place.
Right on. Yeah. And so now, with you and in this platform today, but also within how you live your life, what advice do you really want to extend to the world? What do you want to be your message?
The single most important thing that each one of us needs to know is that you matter. Your life matters. How you feel matters. What you think matters. Each one of us matters. Each one of us is an important wave on that ocean. And without all of the waves, none of the waves are anything. And so one of us really, truly matters.
Nobody's less or more than anybody else. It's equality amongst everyone, no matter, you know, race, religion, creed, journey, you know, what you believe in, what you don't believe in. I think it's just that commonality, that equality that does exist. And we can sometimes jeopardize our perception of it when we try to put judgment on people.
Yes, absolutely. And if we approach life from that place of everyone else mattering as well as ourselves mattering, we just treat people so much nicer.
Yeah.
And when we treat them nice, they treat us nice.
Well, isn't that just it? You know, it goes right back, you know, you're not feeling respected in your life. Well, you know what? Are you respecting other people? It's so important, you know, what you seek in your own life that you're giving it to others as well.
Yes. It's so totally important. Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, life is fun. It really is if we allow it to be. We make it so much work. We make it so hard. But it doesn't have to be.
Right. Well, I am really excited about your book coming out, Bonnie. Like I said, this, and we said at the top of the show, these are just a few of the words that you are defining for people in this book. And so it is going to be a dictionary of sorts that I believe is very well needed in our world today, as you said, within the quantum living of how things are changing within the energy and the world as a whole. So I want to thank you so much for following your spirit's guidance and creating this book for all of us.
Well, thank you. It's been a bit of a challenge. I'm not good at sitting down and writing. I'm much better at talking. So it's, you know, but Spirit keeps saying to me, you got to do it. You got to do it. So I'm following what Spirit has indicated. And when I do take the time to follow it, it does become easy.
Oh, and I love that, what a great way to end the show. It's Spirit is asking and you do it anyway. You know, you don't know what it's going to look like. You don't know what it's going to mean, but you're just following your inner guidance.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you again, Bonnie. It has been just a real treasure to have you here today on Pure Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Bonnie. I've loved spending this hour with you, and I really appreciate what it is that you're doing, that sharing this information with the world. So keep on doing what you're doing, my dear. Keep shining your light.
Thank you. I am grateful for you.
And I'm grateful to each and every one of you for tuning in today to Pure Talk Radio. Again, my fabulous guest, Bonnie Bogner from Regina, Saskatchewan. You can learn more about Bonnie by visiting her website, soulvibrations.ca. My blessings extended to each and every one of you, and may your day be everything that you've created it to be and so much more. Be love, give love, and allow love to be yours. Enjoy everything that you are.
Thank you again for joining us. Be sure to listen for Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth live every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now, go live your life the way it was meant to be lived. We'll see you here again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.